Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Hey, it's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Previously on Dr. Phil Live.
The f*** am I doing here?
Meth Desto.
My dad will be standing there with his finger out of his pants.
A woman with four breasts.
These people are called assholes.
And all the poo and pee-pee would fall on you. Oh, f***.
I'll show me, jackass.
You're going to be the
I'm sorry.
You're going to make my mustache.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Are you okay? Oh, shit, dude. Oh, shit.
I mean, he's going to be kicking people.
I wanted to audition, so. Oh, God, it hurts when you move. Oh, Dwarf just got kicked in the nuts. That means, holy shit, the Giants are never going to win a World Series again. Oh,
this is the best way to do it.
God, right? I don't know if I'm going to have flexibility after that shit.
What's the best way to see? Line them up this way? James, Dave?
Yeah, line them up whitest to blackest.
So let's go. We'll just go one at a time. You step up. So you guys stand to the side.
All right. I feel like I should kick the white guy first. I don't want to kick the black guy first. Like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to do this.
Yeah, good time. Yeah, switch with Brandon. Yeah. That's racist.
Yeah, exactly. I want the first clip.
So what's your name again? We got Justin, Javonte, right?
Yeah.
That was a guess. All right. And then Brandon, Javonte, Justin. All right. Steven, you got some nut kick music? Now.
You stay away from me.
I'm on your side.
So, Johnny, you're going to be the judge. Whoever doesn't wince. Or make the most noise, and we'll all judge this, is going to get Dr. Phil merch and a beer from Johnny Knoxville.
Spread them.
Here we go. Make some noise. Come on, you guys. This is the first time it's ever happened in San Francisco.
God damn.
Wow.
He didn't move.
Balls of steel.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Justin.
Oh, God. I feel like if you isolate this, like, get away from me. Get the fuck away
from
me.
Come on.
I swear to Christ.
Come on.
I'm going to get my
relax,
people to cast
relax.
A spell on you. All right.
Here we go, Brad. Oh, shit. Not even fucking moving.
You're not even moving. That's holy
no,
shit.
No.
All right.
Brandon.
Last one. All right. This guy's already. Oh, get the fuck away from me. Get the
fuck. Hey, all right. Turn around. Yo, Brett. Brandon, you turn around. Brad, you go to that side.
I'm gonna donkey kick him.
No,
I gotta keep my eye on him.
No, you go to that side so that you don't get butt raped.
All right, so, there we go. All right, here's something that you've probably said a million times. Raiders! I'm weak as shit, apparently.
Okay,
that's what I'm finding
out. I think
you're
gonna have to kick him in the dick for not doing a better job.
Apparently, like, getting hit in the nuts by a dwarf is a nice breeze.
All right, we need to take this up a notch.
Okay.
Give me the cup. Let me put the cup on.
All right.
Why would you do that?
We'll be right back. Now we're gonna keep it right here.
Guys, keep it going for Brandon, Javonte, and Justin.
Thank you, man.
God f***ing damn it.
Thank you so much.
You guys each get a beer from Johnny Knoxville, and I'm going to make sure you get some Dr. Phil Live merch here. Take your beer. Take your beer. You can keep the cup. We got merch for you on the way out. Guys, keep it going for these fellas. I appreciate it. Holy. I can taste what I had for breakfast in 1997. That f***ing hurt so bad. My mom's here. Now, Brad. Brad, I want to take... Oh, shit. Are you okay?
Sorry.
Guys, I wanna. It's only fair. I feel like that people have been getting nut kicks, and obviously the stunts are all part of the fun. But I feel like I got to take a little bit more heat, and so I've prepared a little something special. And I want Johnny to shoot me with some shit with the T-shirt cannons at close proximity. So to help Johnny Knoxville shoot Dr. Phil with some T-shirt cannons, this guy is originally from Victorville, California. He was drafted in the first round by the Oakland A's in 2014, went on to play for the Toronto Blue Jays, and recently came back to play third base for your San Francisco Giants. Ladies and gentlemen, a five-time Gold Glover and MLB All-Star, make it loud for Matt motherfucking Chapman, baby. Here he is. Go, baby. Third baseman for your Giants, baby. One more time for one of the best third basemen of all time here for your San Francisco Giants. That's a tomato. We got tomatoes. We got more. All right, so here's what's going to happen. Matt Chapman and Johnny Knoxville are going to shoot me with f***ing tomatoes.
Oh, God. Why did you give it to Knoxville?
This has not been rehearsed, and I am nervous.
How do I turn this up?
Don't do that. Steven, you got some tomato firing music?
We went to college. That's weird.
All right. Wait. Oh, shit. Wait, that's too close, man, Chapman.
Holy do they sign waivers before they get in here?
No.
This is offending the vegans.
That's enough. Oh, shit. That's enough. Johnny, I'll cancel your flight. Oh, shit.
Oh! He got him in the gooch. He got him in the gooch.
Make a laugh for Matt Chapman and Johnny Knoxville. Oh, shit. There's more?
That's all we got.
Oh, fire those into the crowd. Fire one into the balcony, Matt Chapman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Phil!
One more time for Johnny Knoxville, Matt Chapman, and your San Francisco Giants. Come here, baby. You're unbelievable. One more time for Matt Chapman. He almost took the foreskin.
Thank you.
Up.
We'll be right back.
We'll keep it right here. San Francisco Giant legend right there. Holy shit. Brad Williams, I love you. Guys, one more time for Brad Williams.
Hey, let's keep it going for Dr. Phil's balls, everybody. Dr. Phil's balls.
You guys having a good time? You guys got a little bit more show left. Are you having a good time? I need to hear you loud and clear. This has been one of the most wild shows we've ever had. We're going to keep this show moving. You guys, your next guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show hails all the way. Well, he's a Bay Area native, so that's exciting. This guy... born and raised up here in Northern California. He started his career in the mail order comedy troupe. Okay, you might have seen him on shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Family Guy or Drunk History. Maybe movies like Neighbors or Game Over, man. He recently has launched a podcast that's been taking over the comedy world called This Is Important, okay? And not only is he known for his striking good looks, but his recognizable hair. And he is probably best known for his role on the hit show Workaholics. Ladies and gentlemen, all the the way from Northern California, making his Dr. Phil debut, give it up for Blake Anderson! Guys, Blake Anderson, here he is. Take that, mic player. Which one works?
Wait.
There you go.
Anybody? I'll sell this one. Anybody want a microphone?
Yeah, no, we're good. Keep that in your.
Really like, I'll buy a microphone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why?
Blake Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, here
Hi,
he is.
Hi, everybody. What's up, Bay Area?
Yeah. Ooh. Holy shit. I almost died. Did you see that?
I did see that.
What the f*** am I doing?
What the f***? Just happened.
I don't
here,
know,
dude.
Tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. You know what I'm saying? Blake, have you ever been a hit with a piece of food, like food fights, eighth grade style?
I just recall like being on the bus and somebody putting gum in my hair, and that's f***ed for a guy like me.
Yeah. You and Nick must. Have you seen Nick? He looks like your dope doppelganger.
What the f***?
Wait, stand up, Nick. Nick, come to the front of the stage real quick. Blake, come take a look. You sure you guys aren't related somehow?
I don't know. Let me line your face up right. Turn around.
Turn the house lights on, Thomas. Turn the house lights on. Wow. I'd watch that movie.
Hi, moms.
Okay. Who uses better shampoo, Nick or Blake? Can you smell it? What do you smell
what
like?
What do you wear, bro? Yo, what kind of poo you wear, bro?
Head and shoulders.
You got dandruff?
You can f*** off, Nick. Thank you so much.
The f*** out of here. I might have caught dandruff from you. God damn it.
Yeah, the hair is it's such a recognizable trait, Blake. You know, Superman's got the S, you got the hair, right? Batman had...
wait. Batman had the bat? You're just going through superheroes. I like
Batman
that.
Had the Batmobile. I'm just saying, it's a recognized... People see it and they go, oh, that's Blake, right? I'd never see you and go, that's, you know, Toni Collette, the actress.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Sometimes I get Carrot Top, but...
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, he's funny.
I love Carrot Top.
You can't get enough.
He's hot, dude.
He is. He's ripped.
He's ripped as shit.
Who do you think can do more push-ups, you or Carrot Top?
Because
you're a...
I mean, I don't know what his regiment is, but... yeah, probably him.
Yeah.
He's like a bodybuilder.
Well, he's got time. He's also lifting all those... props into the cabinet.
Dude, those props are heavy as f***, dude.
Yeah, he's like, what would, Moby Dick and Lindsay Lohan look like, you know, if they went to Dairy Queen? I don't know. I haven't seen the show, but...
This is why Carrot Top is at the top of the game.
Yeah, I can't even come up with a Carrot Top bit.
It's not easy.
What's your favorite comedy thing you've seen live? Because as a performer, you've done it all, okay?
Sure.
You guys did a giant... You guys were here with This Is Important, were you, in San Francisco?
We were actually in Oakland. Are there any Oakland A's... I mean Sacramento A's fans in the building? Okay. Should be an interesting season.
Yeah, they're gonna go to Sacramento for a bit, right? Blake, did you play baseball growing up?
I did. I actually, it was actually a very scarring experience for me.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, thanks, doctor. I played baseball for a while, and I wasn't very good, especially at batting.
Yeah.
And shut up. And weirdly, for everybody who's a San Francisco Giants fan, I had a kid on my team named Will Clark. Will Clark, who
heard
was,
of him? Yeah.
You know, a great Giant.
Yep.
Every time I would go up to bat, Will Clark, I could hear him in our dugout say, here comes another out. I'm on his f***ing team, dude. I'm on his f***ing team.
That's messed up.
And that's the kind of encouragement he was giving me. So yes, of course, that's what's playing in my mind, and I strike out every time. So I don't play baseball anymore. I play bitches. No, just kidding. That just came to me. That just came to me.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't play bitches at all. I don't get any. I have one that I live with. She's lovely. We have a child. Yeah.
You're a sweet guy, Blake Anderson.
Thanks.
Yeah, I once scored on my own team playing soccer, and my best friend's dad called me a f***ing idiot on the drive home. And that was a wrap for me in soccer.
Was it like a quiet drive, and then all of a sudden he's just like, well, Phil? Are we calling you Phil?
Yeah.
Phil, you f***ing idiot!
He called me Mr. McGraw when I was 12.
Damn, that guy actually sounds pretty cool.
He respected, the hustle.
I like that.
But speaking of the hustle, I mean, Blake, you come down from where exactly here in the Bay Area?
They know. I grew up in Concord, California, for everybody. Coco County represent.
Coco County. Coco County.
Hell yeah. Yes, I delivered the Contra Costa Times.
What is that?
Well, that was our local newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my first job.
You were a paper boy?
I was a paper boy, yeah. I did it on my rollerblades. Yeah.
Let's go to a clip.
You have that?
I wish, but...
Damn it.
Rollerblades, I never could get accustomed to the rollerblade lifestyle. First of all, I was like, I have a car, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess rollerblading's cooler? Why'd you do it?
You know, I at the time, rollerblading was pretty cool.
It was.
And yeah, I was young. I was a young man. This wasn't like last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I was just a...
Oh, that's right. Paper Rat as a child. How'd you prepare? Did you play the game Paperboy on Nintendo?
I did. I played a lot.
Because that game, sometimes you throw a paper through somebody's window, but you get points.
Right.
So you must have had a tough time translating that to real life.
It was rough. At first I started off breaking a lot of windows, like kicking people's dogs and like shitting on their doorstep. Yeah.
And you're like, how come I'm not, you know...
I'm like, why are people canceling their subscriptions?
Yeah. Well, the paper is, it had its day. It's still around, but the internet's where it's at. That's where you guys were discovered. Workaholics was discovered on YouTube, right?
That is correct. Yeah,
Mail order comedy. You guys have so many funny sketches. You have the TV theme sketch where Adam played the guy that sings the Full House, Family Matters, and Step by Step theme song.
That's right. They all weirdly sound similar. I think it's the same person.
It's the same guy. And, man, you guys just, Kyle Newacek, Honors Home, Adam Devine. Now, was hanging out with those guys the most fun? Like, did you guys just always laugh or was it fun?
Honestly, it was the best. The house that we shot Workaholics in was actually the house that we lived together in. So, it was pretty cool. So, Comedy Central paid our rent for a couple seasons. Yeah, they're like, should we go scout for a new place? And we're like, wait, will you pay our rent? They're like, yeah. We're like, well, we're shooting it here.
Yeah.
This is where the show is.
The chemistry between you guys was bananas. I used to think to myself, if I could just be one... a fly on the wall to hang out because it's just joke city and the camaraderie, the chemistry was so hot. And I read something, and correct me if I'm wrong, Blake,
sure.
that the same way you summon Beetlejuice, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you, to get Beetlejuice, you go Beetlejuice, 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 and Michael Keaton shows up and goes, hey, I was in Multiplicity, right? And so, okay.
Yeah.
So the same way you could do that, I read this on Reddit, that if you say tight butthole three times, that a cast member from Workaholics shows up unexpectedly to the show. Is that true?
I mean, that's like a really deep pull from Reddit, but I mean, we could try.
You guys want to try to see if we can summon somebody else from Workaholics? I'm going to need a little more support than that, San Francisco. Say it with me on the count of three. We're going to do three tight buttholes in a row. Blake, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Tight butthole, tight butthole, tight butthole. Oh, my God.
Tight butthole. Halloween, not invited.
Heaven life. This is badass, yeah. Dude.
Phone book. Rip.
I'm not too sure. I'm HIV positive.
Adam Motherfucking Devine, live in the flesh. Wow.
It worked. Holy shit.
I was taking a shit. I was like, I wish that video were a little longer.
Guys, one more time for Adam Devine and Blake Anderson, huh?
Yeah, cool.
Two of the funniest guys you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah.
Woo! Pretty cool. This guy's fired up.
The camera guy, we pay him.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
He's got a membership to Curves. That's why he's so agile. Adam, how you doing?
Really good, Dr. Phil. I love the Bay Area. I love San Francisco.
And
I love this theater.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
And I don't say that everywhere.
No. If we were in Detroit, you'd have a different tune.
No. I love San Francisco. Oakland could go f*** itself.
Whoa!
What are you gonna do about it?
Hey, dude.
Nothing.
Hey. They hit each other here. Be careful.
Yeah, no, I know. Actually, Oakland would f*** me up. Oakland would f*** me up. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That place scares the shit out of me.
Don't worry. It's over that way.
Okay. Good.
Adam, I wrote down some questions. You and Blake, you guys, do you hang out a lot? That's not one of the questions, but...
All right. I was going to say, hey, don't read the questions. Just go off the top of your head, but maybe read the questions.
Well, that was fan submitted. I got some. That was Teresa Thompson, 7 years old, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. Bless her heart.
Do you guys hang out a lot?
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes.
All right. You want to make fun of another kid, or should I skip the next question?
Yeah, I'll do that shit all day, man.
Okay. Do you guys, now Adam, you traveled up here. Blake, you traveled up here too. You guys are born, you live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But you were born in Concord.
I was born in Sacramento. I grew up in Concord.
Mm-hmm. What is the best part? People always go, man, LA is, they got Disneyland, they got Chris Rock movies.
For
right?
me, it's the fires. I don't know. For me, I like it.
Wait, what was the question even?
No, what do we like most about LA, Disneyland, this, that? For me, just the smell of just campfires all the time.
It does.
I'm always like, should I roast a Malo right now? What?
It does like get this. Dicey. I gotta say, I was gonna go help fight one of the fires, you know?
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were gonna go help fight it?
Punch it?
Yeah, well, it's not a shark, Blake, but yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like a shark. It's a hot shark,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which was my band in middle school, but nobody...
Hot sharks?
Hot sharks.
Yeah.
But I always
gotta
think...
Gotta keep swimming. Gotta keep gotta moving keep... those hot sharks.
Hot shark!
Whoa. You heard his demo tape.
Well,
because
what'd
that's
you...
What,
hey, Blake, sing a little more of that song.
Yeah, what's that song called?
What's that song sound like? Let's hear a little more of it.
Hot shark!
Okay. A little more.
More? Really?
Yeah, a little more of that song.
Hot shark!
All right.
If I ever stop moving, the flame goes out! Hot shark!
Yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good, Blake.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
we're good.
Good. Yeah. Wasn't a hit. That was kind of a deep cut. But yeah, keep going.
Didn't I see you guys singing like Nickelback? It went viral, like in some karaoke
bar. Hey, first
bar?
Of all, Dr. Phil, f*** you.
Yeah.
Because
real quick.
I think you know, real quick.
Real quick.
F*** you, for real. Because I think you know it's not Nickelback.
Mm-mm.
Who is it?
It was Creed.
Yeah.
Well, it's an easy mistake.
It's not an easy mistake. Two very different bands.
Extremely different bands.
It's like Laurel and Yanni. Remember that? People go, do you hear Laurel or Yanni?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or like, is it a purple dress or a white dress?
Sure.
Or is it cake or is it not cake?
It's exactly like
those
things.
Or like beer can or bacon, but you say it Jamaican style.
What?
You're on a fucking hot streak right now.
No, listen. All right.
Blake's on the internet, okay? No. So he'll tell you some shit.
If you
he's like, it's lasers. The fires are started by lasers.
I did hear that. I heard they were started by lasers and Tom Bergeron, the host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, shit.
That makes sense. Yeah, that guy has some shady eyes, dude.
What was your favorite TV show growing up, Blake? And then, Adam, you can answer when you feel like it.
Yep.
Favorite TV show growing up, probably...
Don't say Fraggle Rock. Don't say Fraggle Rock.
I wasn't going to say Fraggle Rock.
Okay.
Probably G.I. Joe, because I'm a f***ing real American, dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a show, that was what's that show?
It was a cartoon where, like, I guess,
they were
like,
G.I. Joes.
Americans fought a terrorist group called Cobra.
Yep.
And we still are to this day.
And for some reason, they didn't shoot bullets. They shot like blue and red lasers, which was sick as f***.
That is cool. So you were a straight child.
A straight child?
Yeah. Because I was so f***ing gay when I was a kid, dude.
Every kid's a little gay.
Because my shit was gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. Remember that f***ing banger, dog?
You remember this one? DuckTales. You, Adam Devine.
Whoa.
That's what we call a little 1987 TV show theme off.
Whatever happened to predictability? The mailman, the paper boy, the E-Man TV. I was going to pivot to another song.
I was going to do the part where John Stamos is having a sandwich in the woods.
Yeah.
He really was.
Do you guys have any wild fan stories? Because Workaholics fans are almost like Beatlemania. No?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
No, our fans smelt much worse.
Yeah.
No, I ate a girl's hair once.
Ate it?
Ate it.
Why?
She baked it into a cupcake and gave it to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Little kinky freak.
Yeah.
What'd it taste like?
Protein, baby.
Yeah, sometimes I'm worried about getting, you know, mixed up like that with the wrong treat. A lot of my friends will bring mac and cheese portables or Pop-Tarts, right?
Sure.
And, you know, I don't want to assume that they put some sort
jizz.
Of piss. Jizz in the jizz. Pop-Tart, yeah.
Oh, well, no, that's the best place to put it.
Well, sometimes you're like, is that icing, you know?
Or cake.
Or cake, yeah. But, you know, I roll the dice because I'm a trusting guy. I believe, which is the theme of tonight's show, that most people want to do a good thing and give you something that adds to your life. But, Blake, you were telling me backstage that, you know, you once had an encounter with a fan where they tried to shave your head. Didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, I did. But I lied.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody...
What?
Nobody tried to do that, and nobody
should.
Please try to do that ever, please.
That's got to be the worst thing you could do to you, right?
I think that would probably take my powers away, for sure.
Yeah. It's almost like if Brad grew, right?
Yeah. Yeah, very exactly.
That would suck for him.
Yeah.
His entire act is gone, dude. That would suck.
Entire act is gone. But, Adam, I know that you recently had been traveling a lot, not just for the podcast tour, but you went to Colombia.
Oh. Yep. Medellin, Colombia.
Prostitutes.
Yeah.
Is that where they live?
They do, dude. Yeah. In fact, I didn't realize this. I didn't. I didn't realize that it was known for prostitutes, but there's like signs everywhere being like, come on, don't f*** them.
The signs say don't bang them.
I mean, more or less. I don't speak their language. But I was looking at the signs. I'm like, that says, like, don't f- And it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
So the same way it'll say, like, stop and go, it'll say...
It was like, stop, go, and then a sign of a prostitute. And then it'd be like, come on. Don't f*** them. What are you doing? Don't f*** them.
Is it a New York guy doing the sign, or...
It wasn't, but that was the vibe I was catching.
What's the food in Colombia like? Is it, what do they got down there?
Dude, they have McDonald's and shit. It's sick.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do they have any, like, specialty Colombian McDonald's items?
Good question,
Blake. Plantains. They actually do. Plantains.
Oh, those are the little tiny bananas.
Are they tiny?
I think so.
I just eat them fried, man.
What did you do in Colombia?
Not prostitutes. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for everything, right?
No, I did stem cells, dude.
Let's go.
Yeah. I was hit by a cement truck when I was 11.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in Colombia.
Yeah.
Colombia?
That's not how you say it. Racist. And
you were hit by a cement truck when you were 11.
Was 11. And so
on purpose or...
Yeah, it was on purpose, because every comedian needs to have, like, a horrific tale to happen to them. And I had loving parents, so I'm like, I gotta f***ing do something, dude. I'm like, this normal upbringing isn't gonna... I'm not gonna have a great comedic rise to fame with this normal-ass mom and dad.
You need some trials and tribulations.
So I was like, what's a funny truck? Cement truck's pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
I mean...
And then I got hit by that one, and then someone was like, you should have picked a garbage truck. And I was like,
yeah.
Maybe I won't have a career in comedy.
Even the ice cream truck is a little funnier.
Oh, f*** you, dude. I don't know.
I wanted to be the ice cream man when I was a kid.
That's huge.
Anyway.
That's huge, dude.
Well, they drove around my neighborhood just, you know, the guys that drove the truck were cool. It was, like, always real attractive guys. All the moms came out flashing them.
Oh, shit.
They were like, give me 2 ice cream sandwiches, and you can, you know, play your cards right. And, you know, but their top was already up, you know. And the young guys would be like, they'd go slower. They go to every neighborhood twice, you know.
Sure. And your mom's here, so Pudding can corroborate that story?
Yep.
All right. Pudding, is that real?
Why do you think I was a fat kid? A lot of firecracker popsicles.
Today's episode is sponsored by Factor. Guys, I know you like to optimize your nutrition like me, and this year Factor has made chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well super easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I can't help it, in under 2 minutes, so you can feel better about yourself. Factor meals arrive fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals, which I love, based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise, yada, yada, yada. But look, with 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals that tailor to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor helps you get the best for what you need. Wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and be convenient. And you're prices you can't beat. Come on, even me, Joe Biden, I like to grab a little Factor meal. I try it out. If it doesn't like it, it works for me, but it works for you. Come on, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I love it. How's Factor make it easy to stick to my goals? I'll tell you right now, I heat it up. It's done under 2 minutes. It's prepared for me. I don't have to go to the grocery store and cook it myself. Happy early January 6th. Happy 9/11. What I meant by that was... Factor is the way to go. You start eating good, you feel better about yourself. Hey, come on, Jill's got me on this new keto Factor meal plan. So right now, go to factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the promo code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's what she said. Guys, Factor meals are where it's at. I've been using them for years. I love them. It's why I'm starting to shed some pounds. So, get with it. Feel better, live better, eat better with Factor.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. All right, real talk, who's got your back? Like, when life gets tough, who do you turn to, huh? The Ghostbusters, they're not real. Your stepdad, he's not around. We all have those moments where we feel like we need to be on all the time. I know I do, on and off stage. But here's the thing. Nobody's got it all figured out. We all need help, a little help from friends, family, even a therapist. And yeah, therapy, it gets a bad rap sometimes, but it's not just for the big crisis moments. It's about having someone you can help, you know, get you through the stuff that that you need help with. Does that make sense? Yeah. Well, if you're thinking, okay, how do I even start? Well, that's where BetterHelp comes in. It's an online therapy platform that connects you with licensed therapists you can talk to whenever, wherever, no waiting rooms, no hassle. And the best part, there's over 30,000 therapists, so if you don't like the guy or girl you got, you can make a switch at any time. And hey, if you ever need to switch therapists, no worries. It's totally free. You can find someone who really gets you. Plus, BetterHelp is super affordable and has already helped millions of people. It's about making mental health easy and accessible. So take care of yourself, all right? Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/aboutlastnight. All right, guys, let's talk business for a sec. You know I love business. It's business time. The Flight of the Conchords sang about it, and now I'm talking about it. You know when you see a product online that makes you go, oh, man, take my money. It's not just the product that makes you hit buy. It's also how easy it is to check out. That seamless, fast experience just gets you, right? It's the magic behind Shopify. Before I started using Shopify for my business, the Adam Ray business, I was juggling a million things, inventory, orders, tracking sales. It was a freaking mess. But now everything's streamlined and I'm spending way less time trying to make things work and way more time focusing on growing the brand that is Adam Ray, right? Plus, let me tell you, Shopify makes selling a breezy situation. The best part, it's not just for me, it's for all kinds of businesses. Whether you're selling online, in-store, or through your social feeds, Shopify's got you covered with the number one checkout in the world. And hey, Shopify Shop Pay can boost your conversions up to 50%. That's more sales, fewer abandoned carts. What's not to love? It's a no-brainer for anyone looking to scale their business, no matter where you are in your entrepreneurial journey. All right? Whether you're just starting out or looking to level up, Shopify gives you everything you need to thrive. So upgrade your business and get the same checkout we use with Shopify. Sign up right now for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/aboutlastnight, all lowercase, shopify.com/aboutlastnight to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/aboutlastnight.
Now, before I let you guys go, we are in Silicon Valley, okay?
Yeah, we are.
This is the land of technology.
Close.
Close. Yeah, go with it.
Okay.
Divine.
All right.
This is the part of the show where I like to introduce innovation, imagination, and temptation. Okay?
Oh, shit.
Shit.
So,
all right.
I know we've all used Apple products before, and I had the luxury and privilege to recently come into contact with somebody that works at Apple for Apple and has a strong, close connection to Steve Jobs. And he wanted to come out and give you guys a free sneak peek at the upcoming Apple products because we are in the land of creating and possibilities. So do you guys want to see the next piece of technology coming your way in 2025?
Sure.
All right. Balcony, sure. Do you want to see some new cool shit or not?
I need to hear some noise.
Okay.
Might as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the long-lost son of Steve Jobs, John Jobs.
Oh, no shit.
Distasteful. I like it.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where the f*** is he walking, man?
Yeah. It's making me nervous.
Yeah. Creeping me out a little bit.
All right, Joe Biden, make a stop. How you doing, John?
Fantastic. How are you, Dr. Phil?
a little creeped out, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So you're here to show some new ideas, some new ways of thinking.
Some new riveting technology.
Wow, sick.
Okay.
I'm down. You guys are online, right?
Oh, a lot, yeah.
Yeah, less than Blake, but yeah.
How do you use the internet, Blake?
Mostly for porno, yeah.
And what about you, Mr. Divine?
Yeah, probably mostly porno, yeah.
An email, you know?
I might have something for you. You recently had a child, yes?
Correct. So less porno now, yeah.
Anybody who's had a child sees their sexual natures slow because the wife
or man might not want to get together.
What the f*** is happening
Whoa.
Right now?
What is, yeah.
I'm excited. This is really riveting. Yeah.
I got the best seat in the house.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. I mean, you're not wrong.
Sex may have slowed in your life, so we've developed an app over at Apple to remind your wife to help you out a little bit before bedtime.
That'd be great, honestly.
Introducing HJ.
Wow.
You got some fun music to go along with this bullshit, Steven?
Yeah, the music sold it.
With the simple input of your wife's cellular telephone. It will send an Amber Alert directly to her phone. Now, we all know an Amber Alert is for missing kids. And you're going to be missing kids after your wife jerks you off out of your balls to completion. Introducing HJ from Apple.
Wow, that's exciting stuff. Guys, keep it going for John Jobs.
That's John, pretty awesome. That's pretty incredible. Thank you.
Wow.
John,
all the service.
I'm down to invest. I just want to know if that's the only thing that you're offering the American public. Any questions, Adam?
I mean, no. I mean, that's a service that I think most men in here would really appreciate.
Fellas, so would you like a product like this in your life?
No, I think so.
Well, John, what else you got?
You're in luck. I've got 72 other app ideas.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Man, how about three or four? Yeah. We got to close up shop.
We'll call it five.
Oh, maybe
Steven,
two.
Steven, hit me
maybe
with some pitch, hit me with some product music. What else you got, John?
Ever been in public with one of your black friends?
Yeah.
Wait, there's more. And you've wanted to sing along with the lyrics to some of their rap music. It can become awkward and confusing whether or not you're allowed to jump in or not.
You're not.
No, you shouldn't do that.
No, never a good idea.
No?
Well, wait no further, because Ninja is here. Ninja uses AI technology to automatically replace all of the most problematic words that you find in rap songs that as a white person you so desperately want to sing. We can even do a live demonstration here tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow. This is exciting. This is exciting.
Yeah, this is what we pay
for.
This is
huge.
Steven, if you will cut the music, please. I will be doing a rendition of DMX's Rough Riders anthem.
Classic.
Yeah,
classic. That's a good one.
Yep.
They played that at my bar mitzvah.
Yes, they should.
Stop! Jump! Shut them down over the shop! Whoa! No! That's a Rough Riders roll!
Ninjas.
Wanna try?
Ninjas.
Wanna laugh?
Ninjas.
Someone wanna work?
Ninjas.
Wanna die? And so forth.
Keep it going for John Jobs. Wow. John, what else you got?
Super helpful.
Yeah.
That one just made sense, you know?
This one could be for ladies or for gentlemen, but this is probably more for gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever wondered if a woman is going to sleep with you at the end of a date?
One guy.
Yeah.
He knows.
Everybody else is downloading HJ. Go ahead.
This app solves all of those problems. Dating can be a series of expensive, expensive problems that you don't know if you're going to get lucky at the end of the date or not. Well, look no further. With Check Please.
What the f***?
Damn.
Okay. All you do is take out your phone, take a quick picture, and with Apple Intelligence, it scans the body language, smile, and body temperature of the woman right in front of you. If you get hit with a thumbs down, that means she has no intention of sleeping with you. And Check Please.
More time for John Jobs. That's an app I can get behind, and you probably could
Thank
too
you.
If you
Thank
play
you,
your
Mr.
cards
Jobs.
Right and save your money. What else you got, John Jobs? By the way, is Steve your real dad?
Steven, hit the music. He's not. I have a birth certificate that has not been acknowledged by necessarily the United States of America.
Okay.
But he is in my family lineage.
Cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
Steven, hit the music!
What the f***?
Bro.
Your name is Phil.
Right, Steven, the graphic came too soon! It came too soon, Steven! I didn't get to pitch the idea, and then they saw what the app was gonna be! What the f***, man? I mean, seriously! Everything was going meticulously perfect!
Oh, true.
Blake was even looking at me like, yeah, I can be friends with that guy!
Yo, Phil, get your boy!
Jesus. Maybe your jeans are too tight, bro.
Maybe f*** you, man!
Whoa, oh my God, that windup was insane.
Damn!
This guy could throw a punch.
Whoa! Phil's mustache is about to pop off, he's so nervous.
My God.
Ever wanted a prostitute? But didn't know how to get one? Introducing Whoredash. That's where the cue was, Steven. That's where the cue was supposed to be. Choose your favorite ethnicity. And get ready to dine on them or for them to dine on you. Whoredash.
Oh my God.
Guys, one more time All right. John Jobs. This pitch
Good
and presentation
stuff.
Took no doubt at least 15 minutes.
That was crazy.
Now, John, Whoredash, who is this? That might be my favorite app because I've heard of DoorDash, clearly, but this is for a different type of product. Who's the clientele for Whoredash?
The clientele, really bottom of the barrel people, you know? Human garbage. People that have no ethics whatsoever.
So that's why you're launching it here in San Francisco?
What? No.
What are you gonna do?
That's why I'm launching it for your Workaholics fans.
Whoa.
Whoa, bro. Whoa. John Jobs.
Hey. Wow. Steven, get the car ready.
You f***ing don't do shit, Steven. John, I invited you here because you told me you were in search of some you needed something. You called me up and said, hey, I got to pitch some shit to a room full of strangers because I've been down on my luck, and I'm going to make fun of the workaholics guys in front of my friends and my family.
Nope.
That's f***ing bullshit, John Jobs.
No. Nope.
I'm not even sure if you're a real connection to Steve Jobs.
I am a real connection to Steve Jobs. That's my father.
I don't...
Get your...
Fuck you.
F*** you.
I don't believe you. All right? You don't look anything like him. Anybody can buy a turtleneck from Nordstrom Rack.
And anybody can buy a Dr. Phil outsuit.
Say that to my face. Psych.
Oh, that was real violent.
Oh! Oh! What the hell?
Real shards of glass into the crowd. Wow, thank God.
Yeah, you.
Save the day.
I'm sorry you guys had to see that.
Thank you, dude.
God.
But I'm not sorry you guys had to feel that. By the way, that was not planned.
None of that was.
You okay, John?
Now he's dead.
Yeah.
There's only one way to... Oh. Good.
Oh, hell yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Thanks for the apps, John Jobs. Did you guys have a good time tonight on the Dr. Phil Live Show? I can't hear you. Did you guys have a good time at the first ever Dr. Phil Live Show in San Francisco? One more time for everybody you saw on tonight's show. Brad Williams right there. Richard Kine. Johnny Knoxville. Adam Devine. Blake Anderson. Jeremiah Watkins. San Francisco, I love you. You guys are unbelievable. Robin, don't go to bed. I got a signed Turbo Man doll in the car. Good night, everybody.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Look, money is something we all need. But when's the last time money stressed you out? Yesterday? I mean, look, it's not like any of us love those moments when you're looking at your bank account and you're thinking, where did my money go? I've definitely been there. I mean, who hasn't? If you're a person, you definitely have doubted where you're getting money, when are you getting money, and how are you getting money? If you're selling your body on the side of the freeway or you're working a double shift at Nordstrom, you need it to survive. But the thing is, once you get a grip on your finances, you feel more in control and less overwhelmed, right? It makes a world of difference. And that's where Acorns comes in, okay? They say money can't buy happiness. Well, that might be true, but money can sure make you feel a lot of other things like stressed, guilty, overwhelmed. And if you're not in control of your money can control you. Trust me, I've been there. But once I started using Acorns, everything changed, okay? Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, the official financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools and make it easy to start saving and investing for your future, all right, which is just around the corner. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns let you get started with the spare money you've got right now. Even if all you've got is 50 cents, you don't need a ton of time. Create an Acorns account. Start investing in just 5 minutes, okay? You don't need to feel like the financial wellness is impossible. You want to feel confident and in control. And Acorns gives you a small, simple step, a couple of them, to get you and your money back on track. Acorns does the hard part so that you can give your money a chance to grow. I personally have loved how easy it is to use. Okay, it's given me and my wife the sense of control over our finances that we are missing. Yeah, you start small and over time it builds up just like planting an acorn. See what I did there? And you watch it grow into something bigger. So if you want to take control of your money right now, sign up and join over what 13 million people have already done. Save money and invest over $22 billion with Acorns. That's what people have done. 13 million people right now, consumers, customers, they've invested over $22 billion with Acorns. So head to acorns.com, acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Once again, that's acorns.com/ALN. Sorry, I just was counting the money I've saved from Acorns. acorns.com/ALN, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosure at acorns.com/ALN.